Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I am playing a lot of happy music today. It's a good day. It's a gorgeous day. And one of the things that can make you happy is when you take that moment and decide that you're going to make a difference in someone's life. And here to talk about that is Tammy Ward. I have to admit, Tammy and I go way back.
Longer than I even thought.
I know. She goes, wait, I know you. I said, yes, you do. And that happens to me all the time. But your title now, give me your title and who you're with, because this is so important.
Okay, my official title is Public Education Coordinator, and I work for LifeQuest Organ Recovery Services.
Public Education Coordinator. So why don't you start, I guess, from the beginning and tell us about LifeQuest Organ Recovery and what that's all about.
Okay. Well, for LifeQuest, we cover 36 counties. So we're in North Florida all the way down to Ocala. We work with all the area hospitals that might have someone that they think isn't going to survive, the reason why they're there. Mm-hmm. And they contact our organization and we have somebody that goes out and assesses the situation. And if that person could possibly be an organ donor, they have to be on a ventilator. But if they're pronounced deceased by the physicians, then we check the registry. We see if they're actually an organ donor on the registry. And then whether or not they are, if we think that their organs could be viable, we will go in and talk to the family. And then we handle the entire organ donation process. So after we talk to the family, that person basically goes from patient to donor if the physicians have gone in and said that the person is basically being kept alive only because of the ventilator. Then we handle the entire process. We upload the information of the organs and the donor information, like the blood type and tissue type, up to a database that is also having the possible recipients that need an organ. Mm-hmm. And then the database matches them. And then we contact the transplant centers and we tell them the date of the operating room where the recovery will take place. And then the transplant teams are there during the recovery. And so after the recovery of the organs, they're packaged, and then the transplant teams head straight back to do the transplants to the new people.
It really is an amazing process. And I know on our licenses in the state of Florida,
yes,
you can put down you want to be an organ donor, correct?
Yes.
Because I think I have that on mine.
Yes. In fact, I just was in Okaloosa County today because I was giving an award to the representative that works with me directly. But 98% of the people that are joining the registry are doing so through the tax collector's offices.
Fantastic.
So across Florida, including Escambia, Santa Rosa County, we work closely with the tax collector's offices. And this month, it's April, is considered Donate Life Month across the country. And so we're doing a campaign with the tax collector's offices. And we actually have a Spotify list.
Okay.
That I don't want to forget to mention. And you can go on Donate Life Florida Facebook page, and you can see how to get to the Spotify list. But you can also use that Facebook page if you want to suggest songs that we add to the Spotify list.
Uh-huh.
And
okay,
as long as it doesn't have, inappropriate language or anything like that.
So I should have gone there to get my opening song.
There you go. Then we'll add it, and then we'll let them know on the Facebook page that we added it. We've got several songs, but Spotify will let you have several hundred songs, so I don't think that we'll run out of the space.
Gotcha.
But we are Donate Life Florida is actually spearheading the campaign, and that includes all of the organ procurement organizations like LifeQuest, but also all the tissue banks like our Legacy and LifeNet here, and also the iBank, which is Lions World here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all
Is that Lions Club?
No.
Well, it's
Lions
World.
Because
I know they do eyeglasses.
Lions World Vision is basically
Vision, okay,
what it's called. But that is, we work collaboratively, mm-hmm, to get the word out, especially this month. just, you know, to ask questions, or, you know, you can go on DonateLifeFlorida.org, and that's actually where the registry is housed. So if you aren't an organ donor, and by the way, when you sign up at the tax collector's office, you're signing up for organ, tissue, and cornea. It says eye, but I say cornea because I don't want people to think they take your entire eyeball.
Very specific.
Yes. It looks like a contact, basically. But you are signing up for all three. But you can also do that at the age of 13. You can go online and you can sign up. So most people will wait until they go to get their learner's permit. And one of the 18 or 19 questions that they ask is, do you want to be an organ donor? Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to get the word out to parents, to students, anybody, to give them the information that they need to make an informed decision. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things out there like, I'm too old, they'll never want, you know, what I have, or I have this, like I'm diabetic, or I'm this. And really, it doesn't matter. And interestingly enough, for organ donation, the oldest person that was able to donate when they were pronounced was 98.
Wow. Okay.
So nobody can really tell me they're too old.
Okay.
You don't know until that actually happens to you. But his liver was able to be donated to someone.
Wow. Well, I'm looking at some of the statistics that you gave me, and it says one organ donor can save up to 8 lives.
Yes.
Through the donation of the lungs, kidneys, heart, liver, pancreas, and small intestine.
Yes. So you can live with one lung and you can live with one kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So we have volunteers. One lives in Milton and he's actually a heart and kidney recipient.
Wow.
And then we have a lady. I love her to death. She does. I don't think she's ever told me no unless she wasn't going to be in town.
Aww.
But she's a liver and kidney recipient.
Oh, my goodness.
And so she will celebrate 13 years from her transplant this summer. And the gentleman will celebrate 10 years.
Incredible.
This summer.
That's incredible.
So, and for tissue, you can actually save more, or not save, you can enhance more than 75 people because you can use skin and bone and veins and, you know, all the valves and things like that. And then of course the cornea, you can enhance more than, you know, two people because they may not get both.
Right.
So there's a lot.
Is there a separate place? So if you wanted to be a living organ donor, say for a kidney, for example,
that's a separate thing, right?
Yeah,
that's a separate thing. We do have the local Sacred Heart. It does the living kidney, and you can contact them if you're interested in that. And then some of the other transplant centers do that as well.
Okay.
We, for organ donation, we are just for those that are deceased or that, you know, are in the hospital. And the same with the tissue and the cornea. But yeah, they do. Because there's about anywhere from 103,000 people in the country that are currently waiting
on
a life-saving organ.
Wow.
And up to 5,000 people are right here in the state of Florida.
Wow.
That you are hearing more about the living donors. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was with one of our volunteers. She's a double living donor. She gave a portion of her liver to someone.
Wow.
And then this past summer, she donated one of her kidneys to someone.
That's incredible.
Yes,
that's
because incredible. Now they've gotten, you know, more medical information, and your liver can regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take a portion of yours and put it in the person that you're compatible with. And then the hope is that it grows in them, but yours also regenerates.
That is just miraculous.
Yes.
So we are talking with Tammy Ward. She is here to tell us about DonateLifeFlorida.org, and April is National Donate Life Month. We're going to give you some more information and details coming up right after the break on Pep Talk. If you have a question for Tammy, 850-437-1620, text it in. I'm sure she'll do her best to answer your questions. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Tammy Ward, and she is here to talk about Donate Life Florida. She is the public education director, I guess, with LifeQuest Organ Recovery Services.
It's a long title.
Whew. And April is National Donate Life Month. So we were just saying during the break that this is kind of a topic that people get a little bit uncomfortable about. But I'm hoping today that we can erase the stigma and talk about it. So tell us a little bit about where we are currently.
Yes. So basically, I have mentioned that we have more than 100,000, somewhere around 103,000 people. That is a very fluid number because every 10 minutes, somebody could be added to the transplant list. And unfortunately, 20 people could pass away just today because they did not get that life-saving organ.
All ages too, isn't it?
Yes, it's all ages.
From children to elderly.
The different kind of types of the diseases and things like that. But an infant can have a heart issue just like an adult can have a heart issue. And 84% of those people actually are waiting for kidneys. And so they're waiting, not just sitting at home watching television. They are spending 3 days, at least a week, at a dialysis that are, they're hooked up to a machine that cleans their kidneys for them. And, you know, that takes a toll on people. And they could wait 3 to 5 years.
And that's why
you're hearing, as we mentioned before, the living donation. We're hearing more about that because the way that people are considered an organ donor at the time that they, of their death is that they're on a ventilator when they're pronounced. And there aren't that many people that actually will pass away in that capacity so that they can be an organ donor.
So it's if you had an accident, let's say, on site, died on site, you would not be eligible?
As soon as your oxygenated blood stops flowing through your body, your organs start to die.
So
if you're on a ventilator, there's a possibility that you can be an organ donor depending on the situation. There's a lot of factors that go into it. But when someone will come up to me and say, oh, you're not going to want this. Oh, I have this. Oh, I've been told I can't, you know, give this. I'm like, you know what? If you're interested at all, I'm not pressuring you, but if you're interested, sign up because I'm not a medical expert. And the people that are the ones that will take care of you when and if something happens to you, and they will, they can make a decision at that point in time, but you never know. I mean, there could be a possibility and it doesn't matter what situation you're in. In other words, I'm diabetic, but I can still, you know, there's a lot of diseases out there, but that's why the database matches as close as possible, not just blood type and tissue type, but all the other things that you might have going on. There might be somebody that needs that organ that has that same situation going on.
That makes perfect sense.
So
that makes perfect sense.
It's above my level. And so that's why I say, you know, just sign up. And then if it were to happen, then they can make that decision at that time. The most important thing is that you explain to your family your wishes. The one thing that I tell people in my presentations is you don't want your family finding out that you signed up to be an organ donor by one of my associates coming in telling you when it is too late for you to talk to them about it. Please, whatever your decision is, make sure that you actually talk to your family. And there are some families out there where, you know, a daughter or son may want to, and their parents are like, no, you don't want to do that. That's why education is so important. We're trying to get back into the high schools at the driver's ed level so that, you know, that is fresh in their mind when they go to get their answer. It was interesting. One of my tax collectors actually said they had a student come to get their learner's permit. And when they were asked, do you want to be an organ donor? The student said, you mean right now? And all I could say was education, you know, and the parents too. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that they're the parents. You can't trust that they're going to talk to their kids because maybe they're not aware of it.
Just misconceptions, maybe miss the opportunity to learn about it. And quite frankly, people don't really talk about this.
No, I mean,
it's not a it's not a coffee cup kind of conversation, coffee talk conversation.
Perfect example. My doctor admitted that when he took his child to get their learner's permit. He was listening to that child answer all the questions, and that child was answering no to every question. And when they got to the organ donor and that child said no, he was like, I didn't talk to her first. And I said, see, so it doesn't matter. I mean, he knows the importance, but he didn't even think that he needed to talk to their child. So it's, you know, parents, don't worry that you haven't, but we need to have that conversation because your child is going to be asked that question and mm-hmm. you want them to make an informed decision.
So I have two questions for you. Where do I go to get that information for my family, for myself? And if I'm listening today and I've decided, you know what, I think this is something I want to do, how do I sign up? What's the process?
Sure. You can find out more information by going on the website donatelifeflorida.org. You can, they have frequently asked questions there. You can sign up there. If you think that you are registered, but it's been decades since you did that, you can always put in your first name and last name and your driver's license number, and your profile will come up if you actually are registered in the state of Florida.
Oh, cool.
Each state is different. There is a national, which is DonateLifeNet, or DonateLife.net, but the Florida one is where we will pull from first.
Gotcha.
If we don't have a match in our area, then we will go to the UNOS, which is the national one, but we will try Florida first.
Okay.
Then if they have any information, if anybody would like to have a presentation mm-hmm. or talk to me, they can call 850-830-9600. That is my cell phone, and I will answer or I will get back with you.
Okay, super. Talking with Tammy Ward this morning about organ donation.
Organ Donate tissue Life, and cornea donation, yes.
Donate Life Florida. We'll be back, and I'll try to have a cup of coffee between the break just so I can talk again.
That's fine.
We'll be back on Pep Talk in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Tammy Ward is here. Donate Life Florida. This April is National Donate Life Month. So just kind of go over the facts again, Tammy, and how people can sign up and donate if you're interested in being an organ donor.
Of course.
Or tissue or cornea.
I also want to say, if you have to go to the tax collector's office this month, look around, because they should have the Spotify information up as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the area offices will actually participate in some of our contests that we have and decorate their offices too.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Okay.
Yeah, so take a look at that, because I think that most of them will have that. But April is Donate Life Month. It is national, but it's also local. What I didn't share was the theme is Let It Sing.
Oh.
And so we have birds and things like that. And so that's why we thought about the Spotify list, because when you think of birds and singing, you think of that. So DonateLifeFlorida.org is where you would go for the website, and you can find all the information there. And if you have any questions, there's an FAQ section. You can sign up, and or you can look to see if you are signed up. And after the age of 13, you can do that.
Okay. And if someone maybe doesn't want to donate an organ but would like to donate to the organization, can they do that at that website?
They can.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Tammy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's flown by. We're out of time. I know. But you can find out more about April and donating National Donate Life Month. Appreciate you being here this morning with Donate Life Florida.
Thanks, Meg.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9.